It'll be one down, one to go, and I'll be joined in the studio by Osmium Guillotine. First up, let's listen to a track of theirs from their album. This is Phobophobia.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It is the sound of Osmium Guillotine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with a track called Phobophobia. You really sounded like you were enjoying yourselves doing the outro of that song.
We do love a good outro.
As we will discover, and as you probably guessed, I am now joined in the studio by a few of Osmium Guillotine.
Three quarters of Osmium Guillotine.
That's it.
Well,
welcome the three quarters of you to Phoenix FM. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hello, I am James Balcombe, the drummer and founding member of Osmium Guillotine.
I'm Dan Thurgood, and I'm the bass player.
And I'm Peter Kaliris. I'm the vocalist and guitarist.
Ah, excellent. If you come a bit closer to your mic, Peter, so we can hear you a bit better.
Lance is not here.
Lance, the other
guitarist, is not here.
Rightio. Hello to him.
Yeah, he's still alive. I don't mean he's not with us in that way. Just couldn't make it.
No, fair enough.
As far as we know, he's still alive.
Well, hopefully.
There'll be at least one scary rumour by the end of the night, I'm sure. Okay, well... Where did we get you from?
Well, I just drove here, to be honest.
Where do you all hail from?
I'm from Chelmsford.
Yes, I'm from Braintree.
And I'm from Romford. Yes.
So all Essex.
I'm from
Essex.
Romford. Yeah, Peter.
We do have a debate in the band, don't we, Peter? Peter doesn't think he's from Essex. Peter thinks he's a London boy.
Well, technically, Romford is still in London.
Romford, right? As a Romford boy myself, sorry, listeners, this is a bit boring, but Romford is part of the London borough of Havering. But everyone who lives in Romford, their address will be Romford, Essex. So we're
no closer to the truth.
Peter, I like to consider us Romford people as the best of both worlds.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
the worst of
both. That's one way of putting it.
My theory is, if you take your girlfriend out for a day in London and you took her to Romford, you'd be single very quickly afterwards.
I think you're right.
Hello, Romford.
Yeah, you can pick this station up in Romford.
Romford's the best of both worlds.
Pete's related to everyone in
exactly. Now we've cleared that up. Right, we're going to change the subject now anyway. No, seeing as you described yourself as the founding member of Osmium Guillotine, yes. Team James, tell us about how you founded Osmium Guillotine.
Basically, we just had the fifth anniversary gig early this month. It was 5 years since the original lineup started, which was basically me and the former bass player met in a pub, and at the time there was not really any bands around doing the kind of music that we liked, which is sort of old school heavy metal. So we basically got together, got a guitarist and a singer in, and formed the band. And then a few lineup changes later down the line, we started doing original music, and then obviously got Pete and Lance in, and Dan joined just over a year ago, and that's where we are today.
Excellent. And you have this rather nice self-titled album, complete with artwork, which we'll discuss a bit later on, because we have to, basically. We're going to hear another track from it now. Tell us about Martyrdom.
Well, Pete, you wrote this one.
Yeah, this is the only one probably on the album that I wrote lyrics for, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This is the only one I've done lyrics for. I'm pretty rubbish at writing lyrics at the moment, because I never intended to be a singer or a vocalist. I'm sort of thrust upon me. Instead of looking for a vocalist when the bass player left, so I sort of took it on board, sort of still getting used to it a little bit. But
so what's Martyrdom about, Peter?
That didn't answer the question at all.
Martyrdom is about sort of like the Middle East conflicts. From the viewpoint of an extremist, and then the viewpoint of also a soldier, American or British.
Whatever. Yeah, there's four verses on there. Two are from one point of view, and two are from another point of view.
So then the chorus is sort of split up. Also, there's like a couple of lines, or there's like one line's from also the extremist, and then the other line's from the soldier's point of view. So it's like a bit of a split.
Yeah, that'll make sense when you hear it.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is going to happen right now. is the sound of Osmium Guillotine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track is called Martyrdom. It is from their self-titled album. And three quarters of Osmium Guillotine are with me in the studio right now. And hello to Mum Hammerin, who joined us online. You can also email us, radio@phoenixfm.com. And Mum Hammer asks, what's an Osmium Guillotine? It's a cool name. So yes, tell us about what an Osmium Guillotine is and how it came to be your band's name.
Well, basically, it's a guillotine made of osmium.
Osmium's the heaviest metal on the periodic
it's,
table.
Yeah, well, it's debatably the heaviest. It is a very heavy metal.
Oh, right, okay.
Let's not get into the definites.
Oh, has this been a debate?
There's been debated, yeah. But no, yeah, basically, what it came from originally was when we were forming the band, it was me and there was the old bass player that formed it. I came up with the name Guillotine for a band because it just seemed a bit, you know, quite heavy metal name. And then he came up with osmium. We sort of did a bit of Google searching and found out like Guillotine have existed since the 1980s and there's loads of bands called Osmium. We thought, well, what if you had a guillotine made of osmium? It would take your head off of the heaviest metal known to man. And so that was the idea for that. Basically, that came about. And then we did a gig once, and one of the band members of another band was he did like chemistry, and he told us if you actually had a guillotine blade made of osmium, it's quite
reactive,
yeah, and it would actually catch fire. As it fell down, it would catch fire and explode on impact. So it wouldn't just take your head off; it would blow you up. And we thought, well, that's an album cover right there. So.
Yes, I was going to say, because the album cover features a guillotine on fire,
and that's why that is the reason. We just said, yes, that's it. That's better than we could have come up with.
Although I'm quite swayed by the idea of calling a band Mum Hammer.
Mum Hammer. Maybe that could be the next album, Mum Hammer.
There you go. Who did the artwork for the album?
That was Lance, who's not here with us, I'm afraid. Yeah, it was. He does artwork and tattooing and things like that. And
he did a degree in fine art, so
he has. Yeah, and he's done all our artwork on our old EPs and on the new album. Yeah,
and he's currently training to be a tattooist. So
he is.
If you like what he does, then go and see him wherever he is.
I don't know. If he was here, he could plug it himself.
Yes, I'm plugging it for him. He needs money.
He'll give you an Osmium Guillotine tattoo for free.
Yeah.
So there you go, people. Go and find out Lance, the trainee tattooist.
Yes.
Excellent. We're going to have a listen to your first musical choice now. If I can get this working, this is Death Ape Disco.
Reflects upon a one was seen. Life wells full of madness.
It is the sound of Death Ape Disco here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled... What was it called, guys?
Kingdom of Others.
Kingdom of Others. That's the one. It just disappeared off my screen and I couldn't see it. That's live radio for you people. Tell us about what Death Ape Disco mean to you.
Well, for me, they're kind of an important one for me because they were one of the bands that were playing at my first gig with Osmium Guillotine, and they were absolutely amazing. They just completely smashed
it. A hole in the wall in Colchester.
Yeah. And we've played with them a few times since then, and we always look forward to seeing them because they're just such a good band. They're writing a bit of new stuff at the moment. That album you can buy, and I think they were giving it away free, actually, as a download, that whole album. So they're definitely worth checking out, and they're newer stuff that they're writing at the moment that I've seen them talking about on Facebook and heard one of their tracks is really, really good. So, yeah, they're just a band that I really like. Yeah. They're from Brighton, so they're relatively local.
Yeah, very good band.
Yeah, very good band.
Indeed. Well, we look forward to hearing more from them. So, as Osmium Guillotine, we're going to hear another track from yours in a moment. But who would you describe as being your main influences?
It's a bit of a mix between us.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm mostly into sort of the old new wave of British heavy metal, so Iron Maiden for me were the first band I really got into. Black Sabbath as well, Motorhead, all those kind of bands, the classic 70s, 80s heavy metal bands. So yeah, for me, Iron Maiden are my number one band.
I think for me as a bass player, it's sort of slightly different to that. My main kind of influence is that the people that I was listening to most of all was kind of... I was really into the late 90s, early 2000s new metal kind of scene. And then kind of spinning off of that, things like Primus and kind of the more interesting stuff to listen to on bass. And then since I've been with Osmium Guillotine, kind of getting more into that new wave of British heavy metal and listening to more of the Iron Maiden and stuff like that.
I'm just more towards the... I don't know, a mix of things really. I sort of like mainly sort of Metallica, Pantera, and Alice in Chains. They're sort of like the big three for me in my mind. But the reason I started playing guitar was because of Dimebag Darrell. Like, he really got me into playing guitar. And like the big one for me at the moment is Alice in Chains, though. That's probably my main sort of influence. So yeah, quite differing.
Yes. Yes, bringing lots to the table there, and we're going to have a listen to you putting those influences to good use now, because we're going to hear another track from the self-titled album of yours, a bit of City of Chaos. Do we know, is there much about that track that we can say?
Yeah,
yeah,
this one's kind of... I think this one was inspired by the
London Riots.
Yeah, the Riots.
This is probably our most serious song in terms of lyrical content. Most of the songs are a bit jokey or a bit, you know. But yeah, I wrote this song, the lyrics, whilst the London Riots were going on, and I was just kind of watching it and getting angry at these sort of chavs or whatever you want to call them, just smashing the place up and burning people's houses down and the police not really doing much about it. And put it down into lyrics, basically.
Right. And, This is the sound of James throwing a tantrum.
Getting angry.
Here's Osmium Guillotine on Phoenix FM.
Chaos and violence everywhere. Who is on the path?
the sound of Osmium Guillotine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and from their self-titled album, that track complete with what was we said? It's complete with Cockney sounding chorus,
Cockney sounding vocals,
and a guitar riff that apparently shocked everyone when they first heard it. And all the other stories that came with the track. The track was entitled City of Chaos, and it is from their self-titled album. Where was the album recorded?
It's in the HVR Studios by Danny B.
Danny B in Ipswich, yeah. Yep.
They really enjoy working with him, actually.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing, and really good to work with. He's honest as well, so if something went very good, he'd tell us, and we'd do it again.
Yeah,
we did the whole thing pretty much from start to finish in 6 days. And
yeah.
So it's quite a...
Yeah, over 3 weekends, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure we got someone who knew their thing when it comes to the style of music we played, so we sort of did a bit of research, and Danny has played in 2 or 3 big, fairly big bands. He's in Annihilated, Pentagram, and a couple of others. And yeah, I think the last gig he played was supporting Kiss, wasn't it? Or was it Megadeth? He was saying he supported Megadeth, he supported Metallica, he supported Kiss, and he was just telling us all these stories, and we're just going, well, yeah, what's he like then? What's Lars Ulrich like?
He's got a picture in his studio, him on the stage, in that, like, stadium,
right,
supporting Metallica in front of all these people, and he was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So he thought he knows his stuff in terms of the kind of music we play, so that was the main thing. But yeah, I think he's done a good job.
Yeah, HVR Studios.
Yeah.
Excellent. Where can people get their hands on the album?
Osmiumguillotine.com. If you want it on CD, or you can get it from us at gigs. If you turn up to a gig that we're playing, you can buy it straight
from us.
That's
definitely the best way to do it.
That's
come and see
best
it.
Way.
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, yeah. It's on Spotify. It's on all that stuff, yeah. But obviously, yeah, if you go straight to osmiumguillotine.com, you can just buy the CD straight from us, and we'll send it out to you with a free sticker. What more can you want?
It's worth it for the sticker alone,
sticker
I reckon.
Alone. Yeah, we'll give you a free CD if you buy a sticker.
And if you go to a gig, we'll give you a free hug.
We will.
Lots of free stuff from this band.
Yeah.
And all the better for it. We're going to hear another musical selection of yours next. A bit of Kane, spelt K-A-I-N-E. So tell us about what Kane mean to you.
Well, Kane are probably the band we've gigged with the most on the scene. Basically, when we started out playing sort of the old school heavy metal, the scene was very much full of the more screamo, metalcore kind of bands, which didn't really gel with what we were doing. I think we would get put on metal lineups, and it'd be a lot of younger fans of metalcore that would look at us and go, what are these playing, this old man heavy metal music? But then we met Kane and found out they're in the same boat as us, and we kind of forged an alliance between us, and we sought out a lot of gigs and just gigged a lot together, and we actually did an EP, a split EP between us called Guillotine, if you see what we did there, Kane and Osmium Guillotine, where we covered one of their songs, they covered one of ours, and that was just sort of like a collaboration. But yeah, members of Kane have covered for us. Anthony has played guitar with us when Lance couldn't make it, and I think this weekend Dan is going to be playing with us when our bass player can't make it.
Yes.
And I've played drums with them when their drummer couldn't make it. So yeah, we're pretty close to Kane in terms of they're like our boyfriend band, aren't they? So yeah, that's that basically.
Right. Well, let's get romantic then with a bit of Kane. We'll be right back. It is the sound of Kane and the Iron Lady here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, three quarters of Osmium Guillotine. And if you missed the first part of the interview, they were going to be just Guillotine, but then they discovered that osmium is a metal, a really heavy metal. Yeah. So it kind of all made sense after that. So when it comes to bringing the sound of the Osmium Guillotine to the masses, what places have you been playing in recently?
Well, it's a bit of a bad week for venues, because a lot of our favourite venues seem to be closing down. But Chelmsford is mainly our main hub. The Asylum in Chelmsford is the place we had a lot of gigs at, and that's just recently announced they're closing this week. They've just closed. Another one is Ipswich. We quite often get gigs at the Grinning Rat, but the promoters are doing their last gig this Saturday, so they're not. So after this week, we're not sure. Where else do we gig quite often?
Colchester,
but then that was at the Hole in the Wall, which that's gone now. So it's really, there's been a bit of a genocide of venues recently, so we're not sure what's going on. Yeah, so
and it's all been places you've been playing.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Oh, no.
We've contributed to the downfall of live music. We've got a few things coming up soon. We've got one in Epping.
We're playing the last Serious Face Promotions night. Serious Face Promotions are the ones who put on the gigs at the Grinning Rat in Ipswich, which is all original bands, heavy bands and that. And we're playing with Kane, who you just heard, Oculus, who are a really good band, and Lucien Sarti, who are also a really good band. So that's this Saturday in Ipswich. Tuesday we're at Epping. Also with Kane, against us, so we gig with Kane quite a lot.
That's at the Speakeasy
Bar.
Well,
with Zentinel and the Bacon Bandits. I've never heard them before, but I like the sound of them, yeah. Bacon Bandits. I hope they bring free bacon along, that's what I'm hoping.
Just tossing it out into the ground.
Yeah. And then we've got a gig in London. Is that 9th of August?
That's a hybrid one.
Yeah, hybrid.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, so we've got a few gigs coming up, but we've just had to cancel a couple because all the venues keep closing down. It's not good.
Right. Well. If you run any venues and you're not planning on closing down anytime soon,
or if you're planning on closing down, we can expedite that.
Or if you're not planning on closing down, we'll come along and you will close down. That seems to be the curse of Osmium Guillotine.
Right, so, if any venues would like to, then do get in touch and we'll tempt you with another track from the album. Tell us about Goomba.
Goomba. Well, this is another one I wrote. Basically, I wanted to write a song that, if you looked at the lyrics, it sounds really angsty and really, like, heartfelt. But if you actually know what the title means, it's actually about a character from Super Mario Brothers.
I was going to say!
But there's no mention of Goombas or Mario or anything in the lyrics at all. It's about being stuck in this life of repetition, being stuck on this floating platform, wandering around with no meaning in life. You haven't got any arms or legs, so you can't escape. You're just trapped in this horrible maze, and then eventually you just get crushed to death by a big fat plumber. And it's sort of like, what a horrible existence. No one ever sees it from the point of view of the Goomba.
And I think musically this one's a bit different as well, isn't it? Yeah. This is not our kind of normal style, I guess. I mean, it fits in with the album, it fits in quite well, but it's kind of a more groovy kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a departure from the sort of old school thrashy kind of style. Yeah, a bit more groove based.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, here is the sound of Osmium Guillotine grooving with the Goombas. is the sound of Osmium Guillotine and the track Goomba here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Three quarters of Osmium Guillotine are in the studio with me right now. Hello to Coach Mahaffey, one of our regular listeners in Louisiana, who is very impressed by your sound. And we've got the kind of like M looks like devil horns look from symbol from him. So glad you enjoyed that, Coach. And he's giving you a standing ovation. He also points out that a Goomba in Cajun country means someone who is goofy, dumb, stupid, or ignorant, which is maybe where the Nintendo got the name from.
Yeah.
So there
it's
you go.
Also the nicknames for our band members.
Yeah.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like the Spice Girls.
Right, yeah. Well, there's a fact of the day for you then, people. Very many thanks for that, Coach. Okay, so with your album out and some gigs, what do the next few months hold for Minerva Falls? What do the next few months hold for Osmium Guillotine?
You're looking at the poster for Danfest there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was looking that down there and I was thinking yeah. you know what you called anyway.
I know what we're called, yeah. Well, the next thing we're going to do was we actually recorded our set when we played at the Asylum, which was the anniversary gig, the fifth anniversary gig on the 28th of June we did. And so we recorded the whole set and we're going to hopefully release that as a full live album at some point.
We've got a couple of other tracks that we're going to put on there as well, I think.
Yeah, we played another radio station and we did some live music on that, so we're going to stick them.
Including a brand new one.
Yeah.
That's not on the album.
But we haven't confirmed anything about that yet, have we? But yeah, that's going to be the next release from the band, live from the Asylum, which is quite good. And now the Asylum's closed, we have to sort of tribute it to the Asylum. Yeah. It's like a lasting memory of the venue.
Yeah. It's like its epitaph.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We just managed to get in there and record that, and a week later the place closes. But yeah, so that's the next thing we're going to do. And then, at the moment we're still writing songs. We just finished writing a new one yesterday, in fact, which Pete has written, second song that Pete's written. And so, yeah, we're planning the next album release, basically.
Whenever that will be, yeah. Who knows?
Excellent. While we're waiting for the next album to come along, let's hear one more track from the current one, mm-hmm. which is just called Osmium Guillotine. Tell us about D-Day.
So yeah, D-Day was one of the original ones that I wasn't around in the band when this one was written. I'm not even sure, were you around, Pete?
Yeah,
so this one's quite a few years old, isn't it? And there's been a previous recording on EPs, but we recorded it for the album. It's one that I quite like. Well, I particularly like because it's one of the first ones that I learnt when I joined the band. It's a strong song.
Yeah, it's more harking back to the sort of Iron Maiden style of like early heavy metal. It's all about D-Day, basically. It's about the storming of the beaches and all that. And we didn't actually realise the album release date was the 6th of June. It actually was D-Day. That was completely unintentional, but we thought that's pretty apt. It's an older one. A couple of the tracks are older tracks that we've re-recorded with this lineup. All the ones we've played so far have been brand new ones. So this is a bit of an older one.
Yeah, it's quite a good sort of celebration and commemoration of those people who fought there and kind of the stuff that they went through.
Yeah. And this track's actually got guest backing vocals from Rage and Dan from Kane. They popped into the studio and did a bit of backing vocals.
Wow. They really are your boyfriend.
They are. Right.
They were hanging around just waiting for a bit of fame, and we threw them a bone.
We had a gig with them in Ipswich on the same night, so they were just passing by, popped in, and we said, well, are you?
Yeah,
because this is the one they covered when we did the Guillotine EP. They covered this one, so. But this is a better version.
Listen out for them in the gang vocals in the D-Day.
Rightio. Well, have a listen out for that.
No!
It is the sound of Osmium Guillotine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was called D-Day. Coach Mahaffey in the chat room is admiring the act's work, and he's telling me they're apparently one of the best guest bands that I've ever had in. So hey, there you go, gents.
Thanks very much.
So, on that happy note, tell us, where can people go to find out more about Osmium Guillotine, and most importantly, get their hands on the album?
Well, okay, so osmiumguillotine.com if you go online.
Yeah.
Obviously also on Facebook, and like we said, on Spotify and iTunes, we're on there. YouTube, we've got a channel on there as well. It's all Osmium Guillotine. It's a pretty unique name, so it's quite easy to find.
It is apparently a Google whack.
Yeah.
It used to be before we came along.
Yeah. Now we've populated Google.
We've populated,
with
so
all of our whacks.
Yeah.
So you're sort of a Google whack, because you're the only thing,
we're
that,
the only
comes
thing that comes up.
Up.
We're a conceptual Google whack.
You put it in quotation marks and it's just all of us. Yeah. But yeah, we've got a Facebook page, we've got all that malarkey. If you want to come and give us a like on Facebook, we'll like you back.
Yeah, we've got our stuff's available to buy online as well. So we've got t-shirts, which are very stylish. If you go on Facebook, then you can see those, and there's pictures
stylish.
Of them. They're awesome. They're
they
really
are.
Good. And then they're £7, and we've got our album, which is only £8, which isn't bad for an album. You can buy that online, you can order it online, you can come and see us and buy it, or you can download it from iTunes as well and buy it there. We've got a few gigs coming up around
yes, tell us where people can see you live.
Okay, so this Saturday
Ipswich,
yep.
Grinning Rat, Serious Face Promotions, last ever gig, free entry, come down for that one.
Yep, and then next Tuesday we're going to be in Epping at the Speakeasy Bar, which is on Epping High Street. That's also free entry to come to.
And it's the Gunners. Is it a pub, that one? Well, I don't know. It's in Highbury anyway, so is it the 9th?
Yeah, it's a new place to us. We've not been there before.
9th of August.
9th of August.
The Gunners in Highbury.
London.
Yeah,
we've just had to cancel a gig because the asylum closed. We had to cancel that one.
Don't go to that one.
The next one we've got after that, I think, is Cambridge, the Corner House in Cambridge on 13th of September. That's free entry as well. I don't think the lineup's been confirmed yet, but I've played the Corner House a couple of times with my other band, and I'll just mention them. They're the Tixherds, and that's always been really good. It seems to be quite a good crowd down at Cambridge. We've played there before. At the Man on the Moon,
yeah.
And that was a really good gig.
That's
another one that's gone. Yeah, so come out and support these venues, because
they're dying out. They're endangered, and it's free to get in.
Yeah.
And so it's not really a gamble on your part. Just sort of turn up on the night. If you hate it, you've not lost anything.
Yeah.
If you love it, you've gained something massive. So just turn up.
Exactly. And finally, if you have any shout outs, gents, do make them known.
Hello, everyone.
Hello to everyone out there in Radio Land.
Thank you to everyone who actually has bought a CD, and if you like what you hear, please come and see us live.
Yeah, support is very much appreciated. So if you like us, buy a CD or a T-shirt, or come and watch us at a gig. And yeah, cheers to everyone that's bought anything and come and watched us and likes us on Facebook and is listening to us now. And yeah, just basically cheers very much to everyone.
I'm going to shout out to my girlfriend, Leah.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Dan's girlfriend as well.
I might as well say hi to her as well. Hello.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, Dan's girlfriend.
Oh,
the whole of Phoenix FM says hello to you.
We'll say hello to Lance if he's listening as well.
Yeah.
Hi, Lance.
We hope that you're not dead, like we said earlier.
Well, yeah, just a general thing. We hope that all the time, yeah. Not specifically for this moment. But
yeah. Rightio. Osmiumguillotine.com is the place to go to find out more. The future very much starts here. Osmium Guillotine, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers for having us.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.